What Narcissus flies up and down, of Marlborough that warrior of renown, his glorious sons eclipsed at noon, which lately shined most splendid. Around Britannia's most spacious isle, his foes did dread and his friends did smile. French politics he oft beguiled, and chiefly him they dreaded. A valiant hero in the field, when he his warlike sword did wield, he made proud Louis's forces yield as captives to his glory. And conqueror was where'er he came, his conduct, valor, might, and fame did signalize his awful name, and eke record his story. It is a task would tedious grow, all his heroic deeds to show, and how he made the French to know that Mars could ne'er exceed him in great achievements there of late, where victories did on him wait, and thousands of them met their fate, each trembling soul did dread him. In the famous Hogstead fight was tried, his noble actions to beside, and Schnellenberg could well decide his valor, which gave wonder. With great amazement all was filled to see the slaughtered foes lie killed. At Ramillies French blood he spilled, and at Lyle like dreadful thunder. His cannonballs did fly and roar, so that for mercy they implored, and did surrender all their store, not able to resist him. In many valorous fights since then, he did return victorious when fresh laurels crowned him, and each pen proclaimed him still the victor. Oh, warrior great, I will allow, yet some defects appeareth now, but what it is there is but few can very well conjecture. No question but our Senate could just reasons have why they withstood his motives, and find no man could be wholly without blemish. Though of late in triumph here he came, and splendidly was entertained, whilst fame's loud trumpet did proclaim him champion of Great Britain, the noble warrior seems to grieve that he the toils of war must leave. Yet 'tis high time the sword to sheathe, since Anna thinks it fitting. 'Tis certain he's from favour fell, all worldly pomp is soon expelled. 'Tis fit all subjects homage yield, and pay all due submission. But France, it seems, doth boasting say, this is to them a joyful day. They for his downfall loud do pray, and breaking his commission. Louis le Grand doth rant and roar, for all his gout, old agues and sores. Is Marlborough out? I wish no more. Beggar now, lads, ne'er fear them. My aged heart is void of care. I am brisker than I was by far. Now, Britons, now come if you dare. Beggar will piecemeal tear them. And thus it seems he doth rejoice, thinking we have no noble choice. But Britain yields heroic boys, with Eugene great to maul them. Yet still we hope, and with the best, our Marlborough may still caress, whilst bounteous Anna's royal breast his faults will pardon, our boys.